You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $2.8 billion. That's the global box office haul for Avengers Endgame. It's now the highest-grossing film ever, surpassing Avatar. Endgame is an example of Walt Disney's low-risk, high-reward strategy. The traditional studio model is to produce dozens of films a year, expecting some big successes to make up for a greater number of flops. Disney has instead steered its studios towards making a smaller number of mega-budget, can't-miss films. These are often sequels from popular franchises and reboots of classics. Disney's 2019 slate includes live-action remakes of Aladdin and Dumbo, the next Star Wars installment, as well as Toy Story 4 and Frozen 2. It's clearly working. Disney captured almost a fifth of global movie ticket sales last year. The next number up is $400 million. That's how much money the United States Postal Service loses every month. But those operating losses aren't its biggest problem. It's the size of its pension obligations. The Postal Service's retirement obligations total more than four times the combined pension obligations of competitors FedEx and UPS. And the Postal Service plans are underfunded by almost $44 billion. That pension disadvantage could end up benefiting the shipping companies. That's because the Postal Service may have to raise prices on parcel delivery to fund its pension obligations. And that could prompt FedEx and UPS to charge more too. Our last number is $275 million. That's how much Etsy is paying to acquire Reverb, a musical instrument online marketplace. The all-cash deal was announced on Monday. It gives a glimpse of Etsy's merger and acquisition strategy. The company's CFO said in March that it's interested in other marketplaces with different products and different buyer segments, but with similar business models. Reverb fits the bill, and investors seem to like the deal too. Etsy stock rose 4.1% on Monday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.